Yo, what up, Street Dogs? Eric Kim. So this is a fun little idea I want to share with y'all. So the basic notion is double dipping. So it's such an American thing, right? So essentially the notion of a double dip is, you know, as a kid, you're not supposed to do it. Like, let's say you got like nachos and this is the cheese, not to get the germs or the cooties, whatever it is. You dip your nacho in it once, you eat it, but after taking a bite, you're not allowed to dip it again. So I think actually in life, double dipping is good. So what does double dipping mean? It means to like kill two birds with one stone kind of mentality and to just kind of extract the maximum of whatever. So for example, just from a basic like entrepreneurial marketing perspective. So I got my website blog, right? And I make these YouTube videos. The ultimate goal is for you not to stay here on YouTube, but to go back to my blog. And because, you know, assuming that Eric Kim is a tree, my website blog is the trunk, and all these other platforms I'm using are like the random branches. But the ultimate goal is for you to watch this YouTube video, go back to my blog, just Google Eric Kim blog, whatever. And, you know, the benefit of using YouTube is still kind of a free place where you could upload videos, right? But now, I'm trying to double dip as much as I can, where I upload, you know, I first do a blog post on whatever topic, let's say double dipping, and then I upload the video to WordPress.com. I have like the plugin, the VideoPress or the Jetpack plugin, whatever, so I can actually self-host my own videos there, and then I'll upload to YouTube, and then from the YouTube description link, I'll link back to my website, and then if I have some free time, I'll even upload the videos to my Facebook fan page, and then always include a hyperlink back to my website. And this is really important because I think people tend to get suckered into like becoming digital sharecroppers, where it's like everything's only on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, social, whatever. But the ultimate goal is for you to have your own website and blog, because sooner or later, you're gonna get fucked if you only have your stuff on Facebook or Instagram and so forth. And so my suggestion is, when you use these other platforms, you could just kind of piggyback off them a little bit and double dip. The first priority is always your website blog, then all the other socials that link back to your website blog. But and know that ultimately, the most important thing is you, your message, your thoughts, your opinion, and for you not to censor yourself. So even maybe ultimately we shouldn't even worry so much about the platforms. It's more of like, own yourself, own your voice. Don't change what you do or say or think or believe just to get more views or likes or to not get punished by the algorithm. Don't censor yourself. Share your thoughts directly and honestly, and never stop.